Margaret, exciting news. I am about to have a new baby nephew. And believe it or not, this will be my 13th nephew.
Amy, you're ready to give up your amateur status. You're a pro aunt at this point.
Our family has seen a lot of babies. And as soon as they start standing or walking, I send them all a whole lot of Pampers Cruisers 360.
Pampers Cruisers 360 don't have ordinary diaper tabs. Instead, they have a unique 360-degree stretchy waistband that moves with your newly mobile little one.
Pampers Cruisers 360 offer a gap-free fit that is up to 100% leak-proof, crucial once your baby is quite literally up and at 'em. And that gap-free fit helps prevent your baby from taking off their diaper, a habit you do not want them to get into.
You can say that again. And Pampers Cruisers 360 just got even better with a new blowout barrier. Need we even elaborate on the need for that, friends? For trusted protection, trust Pampers, the number one pediatrician recommended brand.
Download the Pampers Club app today and earn Pampers cash. Then redeem your Pampers cash for exclusive Pampers coupon savings and rewards.
Only redeemable via Pampers Club. Pampers cash has no cash value. Welcome to Ask Margaret from What Fresh Hell, Laughing in the Face of Motherhood, solving your parenting dilemmas one question at a time. This week's question comes from Sylvia, who asks, you have often given the advice from the dog training world not to repeat yourself over and over again because you are teaching your kids that they only have to respond to the third, seventh, 103rd time you ask. My question, what do I do instead? Say I tell my toddler it's time to go brush teeth and he ignores me to keep playing because toddler. If I immediately escalate to remove thing toddler was playing with or pick toddler up and carry him to the bathroom, we are in tantrum land and bedtime is delayed by 20 minutes while we calm down. I don't want to turn every interaction into an exhausting battle of wills, but I also don't want to sound like a broken record. Help! Sylvia, I really like this question because sometimes we say things, and I try to always say on the podcast, like, okay, so I'm saying, like, that's why I come at my child calmly when we have this conversation. And it's like, wait, spoiler alert, my life is not all me coming calmly at my child and giving him correct boundaries. And when he rolls his eyes at me, de-escalating the situation. These are all back to one kind of thing. So you're right. It's not possible to never repeat yourself with kids. Everybody does it. So this is more of a guideline thing of identifying situations and figuring out like where the real problems are. If you are every single night asking your toddler, hey, stop doing what you're doing. It's time to brush your teeth. And then you're saying it 19 times. It's time to probably identify that as a problem area of the night and start finding a solution. Sylvia, you have a toddler. Toddlers not really known for their rational thinking skills. And so at the toddler phase, you may be repeating yourself a little bit more than at other phases in your life. And that doesn't mean you failed some sort of a test. But you want to start establishing what I say, I mean. So I'm not going to ask you to stop playing 45 or 103 times. I will say to you, it's time to stop playing. And if you're right in the middle of it, I might say, oh, you look really engrossed in that. Let me go get the toothpaste out and I'll give you a couple more minutes to wind down. Like, not slap the book out of their hands and be like, we're going right now and shock them and send them into like a tantrum. But not repeat yourself 100 times and just keep going back to one with these things because no one's doing this perfectly. Everyone is repeating themselves, but you just don't want to be doing it all day, every day, because that is crazy town and we try not to spend a lot of time in crazy town. Sylvia, I hope that helped. You're doing great. I can just feel it from here. You're fine. Guys, if you have a question for myself or Amy, I want you to send them to questions@whatfreshhellpodcast.com and maybe we will answer one of your questions on an upcoming episode. Until next time, guys.
Feel like you're the martyr in your family? You're not alone. Hey, this is Joanne.
And Brie.
And we're from the No Guilt Mom podcast. Brie, we talk to a lot of moms.
Yeah, we sure do.
And if you're a mom who has a to-do list that is so massive that you get overwhelmed and you shut down,
or if you fall into the habit of doing everything for everyone and don't know how to change it, we can help you become a no-guilt mom.
We're going to take you from family martyr to family model. That's role model, so that you role model the behavior that you want to see out of your kids.
You're going to go from being tired and overwhelmed to energized and guilt-free.
Every week, you'll get actionable strategies that you can implement right away from the experts that we interview and from us.
We also have a whole lot of fun, so check out the No Guilt Mom podcast everywhere you listen to your favorite shows.
If you're a parent, I invite you to join us at the Mindful Mama podcast, where it's all about becoming a less irritable, more joyful parent. With sometimes hilarious and always thought-provoking experts and friends, at Mindful Mama, we know that you cannot give what you do not have. And when you have calm and peace within, then you can give it to your children. I'm Hunter Clark Fields, and I can't wait to see you there. Listen in to the Mindful Mama podcast.